Good morning, Auroville. Today is Thursday, 12th of September, and here in Auroville is cloudy and 25 degrees Celsius, and the weather forecast for today says overcast with a chance of a thunderstorm and rain, then thunderstorms in the afternoon. Temperatures between low of 25 to high of 30, with a heat index of 34 degrees Celsius. Winds from the southwest at 5 to 10 miles per hour. And chance of rain is on 90% with the rainfall amounts near 0.3 possible. Okay, overcast with a chance of a thunderstorm and rain later on, then thunderstorms after midnight. Winds from the southwest at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Chance of rain is on 90% with rainfall amounts near 1.2 inches possible. Morning humidity was on 79 and will drop on 65% by noon. Morning's vaccine crescent illuminated on 44%. Another 5 days apart us from 3rd Auroville Film Festival. And following is an interview with Marco by Andrea with updates and some exciting news on the festival.
Good morning, Marco. I'm with Marco from the Auroville Film Festival, and I'm going to ask what is going to happen in the coming days.
Yes. Well, still we are finishing to put all the details in place, but I mean the larger picture is ready. So the festival will start the 17th at 5 o'clock. There will be a few programs of dance and music, and then we start with the inauguration. Tom will inaugurate the festival, explaining what it is about, what, etc., the different categories. Then Sashi will explain about our outreach program in the schools, and then I will introduce the judges, and then we open at 7:30 with the first screening. The new part is that we will have an outdoor screening exactly in front of the town hall. All the festival will be in the town hall. Cinema Paradiso, conference room in the town hall, and outdoor screening in front of the entrance of the town hall. Of course, weather, we hope the weather will
help us.
Yes. So then we will have morning screening in the conference room every morning, and then in the morning in Cinema Paradiso only two mornings for the video, the movies done by the students. We decide to keep all the students' movie on the same venue, and only the two mornings of Saturday and Sunday, so the schools can bring their students to see the movies, and the parents Sunday morning they can come with their children to see the movies. So we will keep that in Cinema Paradiso Saturday morning, Sunday morning.
And
then we have afternoon screening every afternoon from the 18th till the 22nd in Cinema Paradiso and conference room. Okay. And all the evenings, of course, outside door and Cinema Paradiso. We keep the conference room free in the evening in case there will be rain, so we can move all the programs that are outside, inside of the conference room. There will be a big Shamiana, a tent, big tent, outside of the Cinema Paradiso, where we will have a lot of food, mark, coffee, and a lot of people coming to share and to give food.
Yeah.
To whoever want to come in, go out. So after 5 o'clock, there will be the situation, so the people can come in and go out from movie to movie and have a little snack, coffee, tea. We try to keep whoever is giving the food as much as possible in a good rate, let's say. But there will be a lot of free food for that a lot of our Auroviniens are going to share with the public. There will be also some music between 5 o'clock and 7:30, because the screening in the evening starts at 7:30.
That's every day.
That's every day, yeah. There is a very nice program of music. And also six installation of art. So we have different installation of art in that in front or inside of the venue of six artists of Auroville. So there is a lot of excitement in that area.
Marco, listen, this is the third edition of
this
the festival.
It's
a sixth year that you are working in this project.
Five years.
And what are you feeling? What is your perspective of the evolution of the festival in this period of time?
Well, what I see that is coming more and more interesting for us, Aurovinians, because there is this, a lot of movie coming from Aurovinians, and a lot of movie and more interesting coming from the students. You will see there are very, very nice movies from the students. And then this human unity competition is start to really grow and becoming very, very interesting. A lot of festivals around the world start to know that we have a festival in Auroville about human unity. A lot of important directors coming to know that there exists Auroville as a place where we have festivals, so, and also what is Auroville, Auroville what it is. So people like Coris Maki, people like Wim Wenders, etc. So, of course, we don't have money to
invite them.
this year, the festival is very poor because really we don't have funds to
Yeah, this is also an invitation also for eventually person that have funds or connection with founder.
Yes, I don't know. We really need, I hope for the next edition to really open up and to invite people from Pondi and not only from all over India. So because it start to become really interesting what we're going to show. And we'd be nice maybe to invite one of these important directors, you know, because as soon as you invite people like that, immediately your festival become important, I mean, in the scene of the festivals. Anyway, so it's like that for this year, but we are very happy because it's happening, because we work very hard, but now we have a lot of volunteers coming to work. And yeah, there is a very nice ambience.
Great. You have also a website, no?
Yeah, we have a great website done by Christophe. So you can see the program already in the website. This year we ask, because we don't have money, we ask all the Aurovinians that present a movie to make a poster. So we have a great exhibition of posters in the town hall and also in the website. So each movie with a poster, with a locandina, and you will see all the details, timing, inside of our website. There is a link in the Auroville website where you can go directly to our website. Anyway, it's Auroville Festival,
Auroville Film Festival.org. Yeah, AurovilleFilmFestival.org.
Yeah.
Last question, Marco. So you have quite a lot of movies this year, and how you feel there are these movies? You have seen most of them. What is your perception?
I have to say the few of them we already screen in Cinema Paradiso because they are quite important fiction movies. But we have a lot of very interesting documentaries about human unity coming from India, coming from Auroville, from Aurovinians. So the selection it's really interesting. I'm quite excited to see all these children movies. That really is something different than from the other years. We decide to give this Munga, you remember this prize in Brass that we gave to Ireno 2 years ago?
Yes.
And we decide to restrict that to audience vote only to the children, because then it's more interesting for them to have it. But inside of the website, to come back to the website, the people, we have a kind of blog where the people can, whoever wants to give comments about the movies that they have seen, and even vote for the best movie that they prefer. So we will see also inside of the net
There is a good interaction. There is interaction.
There is a good interaction also in the website.
So let's close the interview and let's say again when and where we have the Auroville Film Festival this year.
So the festival will start Town Hall 17 at 5 o'clock.
September 17.
Plaza, what we call the Plaza, September 17. So please come, enjoy the movies. Enjoy the festival, enjoy the atmosphere, will be a very great experience.
Thank you very much, Marco, and see you in
the
venue.
Thank you to you. Yeah.
On Saturday, 14th of September at 4 p.m. at Unity Pavilion in International Zone, we are invited to a presentation to the community from the Entry Service. They would like to invite everybody interested to come to a presentation they will be doing on the entry process, on the role of the Entry Service, and as well as sharing data and figures of the past years, applicants, newcomers, and Aurovillians. Presentation will conclude with a questions and answers session. Entry Service teams are Eva, Ishita, Kripa, Lea, Saraswati and Umberto. Baga posted an urgent plea of Repo Beach community to community to come down this Sunday from 8 a.m. onwards to fill sandbags for protection parts of Repo. An easy, quick and cheap solution, having worked out in some places, is the simple. Sandbags pile up to the line, the cliff, of fast eroding sand or earth that marks the present limit of Repo on that site. The empty bags plus some nice food and fruit juices or flower syrup will be provided, but you should come and bring your mumty along. For more information, we can call 944-336-2328 Baga or 981-954-6659 Pravin. The amphitheater group and the resident assembly service invites the community to a collective concentration for the physical manifestation of Auroville silent gathering on Sunday, 15th of September at 5 p.m. under the Matrimandir banyan tree. Monday, 16th of September, we start with open platform meeting at 4:15 p.m. at the Unity Pavilion in International Zone with following agenda. Decision-making process at Matrimandir for designs and the work to be done and the formulation of mandate for the executives. Secondly, brief report of the entry task force. Thirdly, additional members for the housing task force. And fourth, selection of the next topics from among lists and important issues. The selection process for major working groups, community participation in planning the city, land exchange, economy, term of office for members of major working groups, the functioning of the housing service and other. They are inviting all concerned persons to participate at the open platform, especially the Matrimandir coordinators. On Saturday at 4:30 p.m. at Kala Kendra Bharat Nivas Pavilion of Indian Culture in International Zone, they will inaugurate Space Within, which would be exhibition of paintings by Murali Shiva Ramakrishnan. At Sri Aurobindo Auditorium, tomorrow at 7:30 p.m., they will screen Manon of the Springs, directed by Claude Berry, and it was made in France in 1986. At Eco Film Club, also tomorrow at Sadhana Forest, at 7 p.m., we can see the documentary Human Planet Grasslands, Roots of Power, made in 2011, and produced by BBC and Discovery and France TV. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall tonight at 8 p.m. we can see Spanish drama science fiction Eva, which was made in Spain in 2011 by director Kike Malo. And on Saturday they will screen an international history drama thriller Anonymous, which was made in UK, Germany, USA in 2011 by director Ronald Emmerich. On Sunday at Children's Film at 4:30 p.m. they will screen animation adventure Dragon, Gift of the Night Fury, which was made in USA in 2011 by director Tom Owens. And later on at 8 p.m. at Cine Club, we can follow genre noir films, and this Sunday we can see Grand Illusion, which was made in France in 1937. And the mother wrote, "The goal is not to be lose oneself in the divine consciousness. The goal is to be the divine consciousness penetrate into matter and transform it." Thank you for listening us, and you can contact us on auroville.org.